across Newcastle.
You're waking up with Megan Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local as New FM.
Happy hump day.
Yes. Couldn't be happier.
We are here.
I know. And then this weekend, long weekend.
Yes, how good.
Brilliant, right?
Sleep in for 3 days in a row. I am keen.
Now, you're holding in your hot little hands multiple gambling.
Yeah, right? Like, I bought a scratcher yesterday, but I bought one of those little quick mystery pick Oz Lotto things they wrap up in ribbon.
Yeah.
From the thing, and I haven't checked it yet, so I'm going to actually check it now.
Oh, live on the air. Oh, this is a bit of
fun. To see whether I'm going to slam my headphones down or not and walk out.
This is interesting, because if you get the big win, say what?
What would be the minimum to walk out of the room?
Oh, mate,
it has to be a couple mil.
2 mil?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
How do I search this?
You just go, did I win the lotto?
Did I win the lotto?
New South Wales.
Yeah.
And just put your numbers in. While you're doing that.
We'll talk with Jess first while I'm working that out.
Jess, you had a big night out last night.
Yeah, all fancy. School night.
Oh, don't be too excited about it. You went off to the Opera House, wasn't it?
Well, Newcastle's Opera House.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's just a term you've coined right there. Now, what did you go and see? Where was it?
I saw Bell Shakespeare last night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very fancy. Did you have wine and canapes?
No wine.
Ah, okay. No. Front row seats?
Almost.
Oh, pretty good.
Will I be buying front row seats?
Hey.
Absolutely.
No prize won
on my bloody lotto ticket.
No. Well, that's
I'll storm out in rage then.
Whole different vibe.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to do a first of all catch up with Jess in minutes.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, first story up. Got to talk about this just a little bit. Interesting, a police officer has been charged with an alleged assault in Newcastle.
Yeah, so police have been investigating this one since June this year involving an off-duty police officer. So apparently a constable who was attached to a police command in Sydney was in Newcastle at the time and has been charged with assault occasioning actual bodily harm after an incident on Hunter Street back in June. Mm. So they are due to appear in court in Newcastle on the 10th of November. New South Wales police say they're currently reviewing the officer's employment status to see what they do there, but certainly an interesting one. Of course, we don't know too many details on this one since it's involving a police officer.
Yeah, so obviously they're on bail.
Yes, I guess.
Okay. Interesting. All right. In other news as well, Dan Rapacoli has finally done his maiden speech in federal parliament.
Yes, this is something that everyone does in parliament when they're elected. This is Dan Rapacoli's first term in parliament as the Hunter MP. His very long speech. We got sent it yesterday. It was like 30 pages.
Oh, my God. All right, mate. Bit self-indulgent, but anyway. Jeez. Go off.
He's a very interesting guy. If anyone's seen a photo of Dan Rapacoli, not only is he very interesting to look at because he's extremely tall, have to be the tallest person I've ever met, but he's a former Olympian. He's won medals for Australia for his pistol shooting in Commonwealth Games, in Olympic Games. Very, very cool guy.
He is not what I thought he'd look like.
Are you expecting? Yes.
Okay, course of Googling. This is is FM radio, Jess. Something like that. You say something like that, it's going to Google him.
The third photo on Google Images, like, you've got this big, like, bush rangery beard looking thing. Wow. I did not expect this.
He's very, very tall. He's like a big teddy bear, though.
You expect, though, when you hear, like, MPs and all that kind of stuff, you expect clean cut. You think the suits, all that kind of crap.
This guy looks like he'd be really good at chopping wood.
Yes, well, basically.
I was going to say, though, there's a photo with someone. He's back-to-back with someone. And, yeah, you're right.
It's Albo.
So tall.
That's Albo he's back-to-back with, yeah.
No way. Yeah. Is Albo, how tall is Albo?
Good question.
Not very tall. He's shorter than I thought.
Yeah. I need to actually work that out. Albo.
Height. All right. Once again,
I don't know why. I'm just curious.
It became a bit of a thing during the election campaign that Dan would stand back to back with people because he was so tall.
That's a bit of fun, isn't it? Yeah. And then he's like, with that picture of him and Albo back to back there, what, like in front of one of those mining Euclids, you know, the big dump trucks?
Oh, yes, yes.
And Repicoli's right. as tall as the tyre.
Basically. Like,
Albo, in the shot. In
Albo's
the shot,
5'9".
He doesn't seem that tall.
He's taller than me.
There you go. All right.
Only just, honestly.
Yeah, I'm 5'7", so he's got a couple, yeah.
A little bit.
And then
you
got old mate Repicoli, who's just powering on top of him.
2 or 3 metres, who knows.
I'm glad we're covering this tough topic. Yeah, I know. What Repicoli's doing.
Megan Crevo.
Now, Meg, you look a little bit tired this morning. What's going on?
So I've already knocked back. I have like a 500ml mug with tea, and I've nearly knocked back the whole thing. So yesterday, I went to my sister's place at Arcadia Vale for my niece's 13th birthday. Yes,
that's nice.
Another one. He's a teenager and making me feel very, very old. And I was coming home, and we had the fire there with the fire pit and everything, and the smoke was getting into my lungs a little bit. You've noticed I've been a little bit off lately with a bit of a cough and all that kind of stuff. Like, it hasn't been anything major, but I've been taking the flu tablets as a really, like, a preventative.
Yeah.
But last night, the cough was starting to hit me because of all the smoke from the fire, and I was in the car. I was about to go inside. I thought, you know what? I've got my water here. I'll take my flu tablets now, the nighttime ones, so I can get to sleep, be fine. Anyway, I've gone to put the flu tablets back into the packet, and I realized at 9 o'clock last night, I've taken the daytime ones.
Oh, Meg.
So within half an hour,
worse.
Now these are the chemist grade ones that you've got to show your license for.
You're up and about, ready to go.
Mate, 9:30 rolls around when I'm meant to be in bed and I'm wide awake.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Oh, Meg.
1:30 this morning, I finally crashed out, so I had 2 hours sleep.
That's why you're looking a little bit tired.
Mate,
you actually look good for that amount.
There is a certain amount of tiredness that not even the best concealer can hide. I didn't even bother this morning.
No, you look fine, just a bit tired.
Thanks. Oh, mate, I'm exhausted. Because yesterday we did the show. I finished up here, and then I went straight and did Uber.
Yeah.
Until like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, went and saw my family, came back home. I thought, yeah, I'll sleep, no dramas.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay.
You'll be right. We'll push
on
and get through this.
Push on. Do you want to push the buttons today?
Not really.
No? Okay.
You're doing a good job. You haven't made
any
mistakes.
For now, we're half an hour in.
Yeah, you're right.
Give it the next 3.5 hours and see how we go.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly, it wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as New FM.
All right, so Meg, imagine this situation. This guy is basically banned from his stadium, right? He wants to go and watch like his cricket team or whatever.
Yeah.
He's done something that's got him banned.
Okay.
He's figured out a way.
Probably a streaker. He's putting it out there.
Could well be.
Yeah.
Right? He's figured out a way, though, to still watch at the stadium, and they can't interrupt this guy at all.
What?
Yeah. This is cool. It's like a hack for how to watch your favourite sporting team at the stadium without buying tickets.
So, in other words, this is going to help me when I want to go to concerts for free.
100%.
Because I know Robbie Williams is playing at a stadium soon.
Yeah.
Oh.
This
tickets
is
for that sold out.
Free tickets, basically.
This guy is my new best friend.
Yeah, you want to get on this hack, this life hack.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
All right, so this guy in Turkey, actually, he wanted to watch his, like, favourite teams at the local sporting field. However, like, the stadium, he'd been banned.
Mm.
Right, so much so, and you know it's a serious ban when they make you go to the police station and sign a thing saying you won't go back in for a year.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He must have done something serious.
Well, that's right. Like, only 1 year, though.
I said streaker.
Yeah, maybe, because only 1 year, not a lifetime.
No.
So if it was something bad, there'd be longer, right? Anyway, he soon figured this out because he rented a crane and then put it up just outside the stadium and then just stood in the little bucket at the top.
Oh, my God.
Like one of those scissor lift things, and then he was just able to watch his favourite team.
Surely it would be classed as you're not allowed on the grounds.
Well, that was the thing, right? So technically, he signed a thing saying he wasn't allowed into the stadium.
So into the stadium, that was the clause.
It doesn't mean he can't look into it from a high thing.
Yeah, but wouldn't the crane have to be located somewhere on the property?
No, not at all, because it's not that, like, it's a little bit far away. So he's obviously figured out where the little border is.
Mm.
If you're smart enough to rent a crane to go and watch, you're working these things out, I reckon.
Now, a friend of mine, he does filming for all this kind of stuff as well, and he goes up in a crane. He was telling me
like
this
a camera
the other day.
Guy.
Camera guy. So he goes up in the cranes to film this kind of stuff. He was telling me how uncomfortable it is to stand there for, like, hours on end.
Yeah, well, maybe you could take a little chair.
Maybe you took a little, who knows? He was telling me it's the most uncomfortable thing, and it sways, and if you move too much, it sways too much.
Oh, God.
Surely this is extreme. Yeah. Just watch it on TV, bro. That's go to the pub.
That's what I would have thought. I mean, there's a million places you can watch it, but some people just cannot get enough live sport.
Oh, my God. See, I do that for a concert, though.
Yeah, oh, well, that's for the thing. You understand it.
I do it for a concert.
Right concert, like a sold-out concert.
If it was a sold-out concert and I could get access to a crane, you bet your ass I'd be doing it.
That's a bit, I'm sure we could work something out.
If My Chemical Romance came here on a tour and played the SCG and I couldn't get in, you know what I'd be doing?
Renting a crane.
I'd rent a crane.
If anyone would, it'd be you, Meg.
But this is the thing as well, I don't get as well, because, like, it can't be that big of a stadium.
Like the height.
Like, if this was, well, like, no, if this was Allianz or SCG or something like that, it really wouldn't work.
That's right.
However, like, smaller stadiums.
It's a pretty big crane, though.
Yeah, but they're not that high.
Yeah, some are really big. This one, anyway, it's not like the biggest stadium I've ever seen, sure. But and also you can pick a low spot a lot of the time.
Yeah.
You know, there's a gap in where the buildings are or something.
Oh,
bang,
yeah,
perfect.
True. Good call. You can this see. Guy is genius.
Obsessed.
Yeah.
Some would say.
Hey, on the other side of this, we are going to Brazil.
Mm.
And apparently there's been an incident there where some robbers have taken over a cafe, like a restaurant. But unfortunately, things aren't all what they seem.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, details on the other side of this.
Megan Crevo.
Now, we're going to Brazil right now because there was an attempt, well, they're saying an attempted robbery, basically, on this fully packed restaurant on the main strip in Brazil, right?
Okay.
People were panicking. The videos from this were quite interesting because basically people have turned around, seen a bunch of people running and thought, oh, my God, what's going on here? Maybe it's a terrorist attack. Maybe it's something along those lines.
Yeah.
Anyway, the staff have gotten involved on this as well. The staff have seen what's going on and thought, I need to get out of here. Tables are being flipped. People are running for their lives because of this massive
intense
group that is running directly towards them. CCTV footage has revealed, no, they're not thieves. It's a group of CrossFit people doing their workout.
Oh, God.
They're all in, like, non-fancy clothes because they're not going out to dinner. They're not going out for drinks because they weren't dressed up. People immediately thought, this is a bunch of thieves coming to steal from us.
Oh, God.
These people bolted.
Everyone just left their meals and their drinks and everything and
ran. They're going to be the victim of a crime here.
God.
One guy falls out of his chair. Still holding his beer, by the way.
Oh, didn't like drop he it. Did, like he didn't spill any.
Didn't spill a drop of his beer.
Yeah.
And then they finally realise, oh, this is just a group of like 15 CrossFit people running
got
in our
nothing
direction.
Nothing to worry about.
Now, I have to ask if Jess was in this
was
group
in
of Brazil.
Jess, I don't think
she's in the newsroom just yet. Maybe because she's in Brazil. She can't hear us.
Obviously not.
Is this what CrossFit people do, though? Do they run in massive groups of 15 and harass people at restaurants?
I thought they were normally at the gym, Meg.
Yeah, well, what are they doing at the restaurant?
Well, good question.
I couldn't believe this. They've had to come out and the restaurants had to come out and explain to the other restaurants on the strip what was going on because
nothing to do with us.
There was only panic at this one restaurant because a couple of diners picked up, oh, something's about to go down.
Something's going
panicked,
wrong.
And then they caused mass panic around the restaurant.
It's a mob mentality of humans, isn't it?
Have you ever been like in the mob mentality situation when you've been out?
Oh, good question. Not really. No, I haven't had it happen to me. I've been very lucky. But
yeah,
I guess when some people see something and other people panicking, you can't help it.
It's also the same though when you
see very human about it.
It's also when you see a crowd gathering, even though if you don't know what it's for, you gather.
Totally true.
My mum was telling me this the other day when she was at Costco.
Mm.
There was this big, massive crowd around the bakery area in Costco.
She goes, oh, what's this got to go?
What's this going on? What's this going on? And she's asking like 3 or 4 different people, what are we waiting for? I don't know.
No one even
knew. No one knew why they were congregating around the bakery at Costco.
It's a very human thing, the mob mentality.
It just, the CCTV footage is great though.
Everyone panicking and running.
You just see one person panic and then the next and then the next and then this whole group of people just get up and piss bolt away from this restaurant.
Crazy.
What the hell is going on?
Well, great question.
I don't trust, I'm just putting it out there, I don't trust these CrossFit people, let me tell you.
Is that what this
it's
is about?
It's all about the CrossFit. It's all about the CrossFit. And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter. I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was, it was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
I find it very interesting this morning because I'm quite sleep deprived.
Yeah.
Jess is quite sleep deprived. Crevo, you messaged me this morning saying, not feeling 100%.
Yeah.
A little bit of like a stomach pain or something like that.
Yeah.
And then producer Tyler walks in this morning going, not feeling right in the belly. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm crooking the guts too. What's going on?
Hey, there's something going on in the building.
Suits me.
Let me tell you.
Suits me.
You know what, mate? Is Fred the ghost, like, obviously putting a curse on us or something?
Oh, maybe.
What's going on?
You know what? I literally said to Marcus this morning, maybe there's a ghost possessing us in our sleep and that's why we're waking up feeling so sick in the belly.
Maybe.
I literally said that this morning.
What
and
did
then
he, say?
He rolled his eyes at me and told me I was an idiot.
And you know what? Obviously, Fred is joining you in the car on the way to work and then giving this to Crevo.
Maybe.
Could well be.
Maybe. Oh, so that means he's going to give it to me next.
Nah, you'll be right. I reckon you won't get it.
In case you don't know, Fred is the ghost that lives at Tyler's house.
Yeah, Waratah.
That knocks to respond to things. Was it one knock for no, two for yes?
I can't remember. I think so.
Yeah.
You'd have to check. You wouldn't mess around and just say what you think with something like that.
You've always got to clarify.
Mm. Exactly. Especially with the spirits. You don't want to piss them off. Absolutely not. 5 in 10's up next, Crevo. All you got to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds from the category and the topic that we give you. Banging prize today. Double pass to our advanced screening of Wog Boys Forever, happening next Wednesday at Event Cinemas in Katara. If you want to play 5 and 10, the lines are open, 13:10:09. Not to mention, even if you don't win the tickets, you also go into the draw for a double pass to Van Gogh Alive, the world's most visited multi-sensory experience, on now until October 23. These tickets are hot.
Yeah, all right. Concentrate.
Yep.
Listen. If you want the Van Gogh Live tickets, this is your chance.
Yes.
13:10:09, get in the draw now.
Yeah. And if
That's
not, win some Wog Boy tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
How good is that? Well, I'll take your calls.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
Very easy to win your way to our advanced screening of Wog Boys Forever next Wednesday, October 5th, at Event Cinemas in Qatar. Not to mention, every caller who gets to air today goes in the draw for those Van Gogh Alive tickets.
Everyone wants the Van Gogh tickets.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, all you got to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds. Pretty simple concept.
Yeah.
We do need to spin the wheel, though, to get today's category. Let's do it.
Oh, good spin, Meg.
All right, energy galore up in here. What have we landed on, Crevo?
Clothing.
Interesting. Okay, let's go to the phones. We are going to Carlin in Mount Hutton. Hey, Carlin.
Hey, how you going?
Doing really, really well. Clothing, you're confident?
Do you wear clothes?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. Okay. What's your favourite bit of clothing?
Since I moved to Australia, the thong.
Of course it is.
Yeah, right. You're not talking about the sandals, yeah? You're talking about the, like a thong, wearing a thong?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice
cheeky,
one,
cheeky
man.
G-string he's talking about.
That's right.
Carlin's a cheeky lad.
I love it. All right, what is the first topic for Carlin?
All right, the first one is sportswear brands.
Okay, you've got 10 seconds to name 5 sportswear brands. Your time starts now.
Okay, Nike, Adidas, Puma, Flattinger Under Armour.
Oh, that was too easy.
What was that? I thought that was the hard one.
I think Carlin sounds like a fit lad.
How good is that? Carlin, you're off to Wog Boy next week. Well done.
Oh, wicked. No way. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you there. How good.
Plus, of course, in the draw for those Vanguard Life tickets.
What a legend.
Oh, I know. Carlin.
How good. Happy
Wednesday. Up and ready to go. God, yeah. He's got some energy. Now, Meg, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think I have a skincare routine?
You're the type of guy who washes your face in the shower with soap.
Yeah, that's it. Correct.
Got it?
Yeah.
Oh, how good.
There's a skincare routine, though.
Yeah.
That I might be able to get behind.
Interesting.
Right? Because this is a special skincare routine being recommended.
Yeah.
For the ball sack.
Okay. Because it is quite a wrinkly area.
Well, it's the thing. I've always said that would be the best place to test new, like, skin creams. Because it's the wrinkliest area on the body.
All right, we'll get the details on the other side of this.
Megan Prevost.
I didn't know that. There's this special type of skincare ranges.
Yeah.
All for the ball sack. The wrinkliest part of the body, which I've often said that's where they should test it.
It is the wrinkliest part. But then again, I'm not really taking that much notice of what it looks like.
Interesting.
Are you self-conscious about your area?
No. Never thought about it.
Never.
Not even once.
Interesting.
But there's this new range of skincare, especially for that. You can get, for example, one of the products is called Sugar Nuts, which apparently...
That sounds painful.
What do you mean?
Because when I think of that, because there are a lot of like facial like scrubs that have got like sugar in them to exfoliate.
I don't know if it's about that.
I wouldn't want to exfoliate that area.
Apparently, though, it's all about like reducing the amount of sweat and stuff that goes on down there and the dank sort of swampy smell that can happen.
You're not
de-dankifying
is
the idea.
You're not spraying deodorant down there,
no,
are you?
No, of course not.
There's some people who would.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never thought to do that.
No. Not even on a hot 40-degree day.
No, absolutely not. You can also get an exfoliant, which to me sounds a little bit painful.
Yeah.
It's a fairly sensitive area, so I don't know how much scrubbing and rubbing I want to do.
Now, it depends on if the area is quite hairy. Exfoliating is good if you do trim that area because you'll get less ingrown hairs.
Oh, that's a good point. So if you're a big trimmer.
If you are a big trimmer and you
get onto that.
Yeah.
This is Meg's top tips on how to keep that area squeaky clean.
Exactly.
So, yeah, there's a whole range of different things. I don't know if it's really actually going to reduce the, I guess, wrinkliness of it. As much as skincare promises to reduce your wrinkles, it doesn't actually really do it, does it?
It never does.
All it does is like maybe plump things up a little bit for a minute.
What it is designed to do is really just plump up any deep wrinkles.
Mm.
But the thing is, I don't really think in that area it's deep wrinkled. It's just loose skin.
That's right.
What you need is a firming cream.
You're right.
That might be a bit better for that area.
I don't know if they've got that. They've also, this is like one company, they've got all these different ones for hair removal as well in case you're a bit nervous of a shave down there.
Yeah.
Which is fair because, like I said, very sensitive area.
Now, all I'm going to say is, guys, if there is hair removal cream, follow the instructions.
Yes.
You do not want to mess with this.
It's not to be, I guess, left on too long, for example.
No, I know a lot of guys are not prone to reading instructions.
This is a time you need to.
If it says leave it on for 5 minutes and wash immediately, you get your ass in the shower.
Don't
do
10.
Don't do 10.
Don't wait for your footy team to score.
No.
You'll be sorry.
This is not a waiting around thing. I've heard of women who have done the same thing in their area and left it on for a little bit longer, like maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and they got chemical burns in that area. Not ideal. Don't do it.
I'll have none of that, thanks.
Could you imagine you're trying to firm up that area, make it nice and tidy for you?
Maybe for a big date.
Maybe for a big date, and then you get blisters because you've got chemical burns.
Nothing more off-putting than a blister in that area.
No, absolutely
not. From me.
Are you going to partake? Are you going to buy some of this stuff?
Probably.
Has Emmy ever commented on your area before going, you need to take more care?
No. No,
no, not that to area. Your face.
No, no, not that I know of.
Oh well, you know what? Maybe you should make an experiment of this. Get some of this stuff and see if she knows.
Good idea. Have you noticed it being any different?
Any different down there, mate?
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
So there's this guy I've known for a couple of years, Crevo. He's quite young. He's 22 years old.
Okay.
Right? And he's had a thing for older women the entire time that I've known him.
Really?
Right? To the point of, like, he was, when he turned 18, he was dating someone who was, like, 23, 24. Not that much of an age difference.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
Like, but recently it came up on my newsfeed that he got engaged.
Oh,
like,
that's lovely.
I didn't even know that he was seeing anyone, kind of stuff. And I did a quick little cheeky stalk, as I do. He's 22 and he's a bit of a party boy, so I didn't think he'd be settling down anytime soon. The misso, 32. Yeah, I know I shouldn't be shocked, but 10 years age difference. When it comes to that, normally it's the opposite situation.
Yeah.
Normally it's the guy who's a little bit older.
That's right.
Weird. Not weird, but like...
unexpected.
I just can't believe at 22 he's settling down.
I know.
I thought if he was going to settle down, it'd be somewhere with, you know, close to his age range.
Yeah, and also maybe just... you know, a little bit later on. But anyway, each to their own, I guess.
And maybe she just loves the younger guys as well.
Hey, that's a possibility.
So I'm a bit weird myself, personally. I don't like going younger. I never have.
Never.
And you know what? When I have gone younger, it's ended badly, which is pretty bad at the moment because the person that I'm sort of seeing is younger than me. By, like, 4 months.
Small amount. That doesn't
small
even
amount.
Matter.
But 13-10-09, do you love the Cougars?
Are you a bloke or do you know someone...
who's just fascinated by the thought of the older woman.
Yeah, maybe it's like another guy on the work site or something, and you're just like always surprised by it. We're not judging you.
We're not judging you. We're just interested.
Yeah,
because you don't see it as often. You always see the older guy with the younger girl.
Yeah.
You don't really get to see the younger guy with the older girl.
That's right. It's a bit rare.
Yeah. 13-10-09, do you love the Cougars? Do you know someone who loves the Cougars? Tickets up for grabs to our advanced screening of Wog Boys Forever.
Yeah, you can go on a date with your Cougar.
With your Cougar. Or take them possibly to Van Gogh Alive at Foreshore Park. That's on until October 23. Every caller who gets to air goes in the draw for those tickets. 13-10-09, do you love the Cougars or do you know someone who loves the Cougars?
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
We're asking on 13-10-09, do you love a Cougar? Do you know someone who loves a Cougar? One of my friends, he's 22, didn't think he'd be settling down anytime soon. He's always loved an older woman.
Yep.
Always.
He's always dated
her. Yeah, and he's settling down. He got engaged to a 32-year-old.
There you go.
No way.
10 years older.
Interesting.
Sometimes you just know, you know.
You know, when it's your person, it's your person regardless of age.
Yeah, that's it. Nathan's up first. How are you?
Yeah, good, Crevo. How you going, mate?
Very well, thanks. Now, is it yourself that loves the Cougars or do you know someone that does?
Unfortunately, I was married to one for about 18 years.
Really?
All right, what was the age gap?
12 years.
Okay, so can I ask when you met, was it like instant attraction? Do you normally go for someone older?
Not necessarily, but when you've got the beer goggles on, everyone looks good.
That is true. Beer goggles can be detrimental sometimes.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
but
that's right.
Yeah.
Nathan loved it for 12 years or so.
Let's go to Peter in Raymond Terrace. Hey, Peter.
How you going?
Hey, good. Are you? Do you love a cougar? Do you know someone who loves a cougar?
When I was 19, I was with a 30-year-old we were together for 15 years.
Wow.
Jeez.
So where did you meet?
Friends.
Yeah, okay, interesting.
And how did it all turn out in the end? It didn't work out, obviously.
Jealousy was one of the main reasons. Of younger, my age girls hanging around and stuff.
So. You're in your prime
that's
and whatnot,
right,
yeah.
Good looking rooster just
Peter.
Ruling the terrace. Kayla's up next.
I've got Kayla. Hey, Kayla.
How you going?
Hey, good. Now, do you know a cougar? Are you a cougar?
I am not, but my brother enjoys spending time with mature women.
Okay, explain mature for me. How old is he?
So he just turned 32 earlier this year, and he was dating a woman recently who was 56 at the time, I believe.
No.
Was he now?
Wow. So where did they meet? Did he tell you?
Mutual friends at a party, I believe.
Interesting. So wow. were they together for very long?
A fair while.
Wow. Interesting.
Over a year, I think, yeah.
Okay, so
it's not a rare thing.
He's not a settling down. He hasn't settled down yet, has he?
No.
No, he's still out there so on the hunt.
What
on
age do you think he's going to settle for? What do you reckon? Place your bets.
Tough to say. He's down all the clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, around
or
the
bingo hall.
Bingo halls.
Who knows?
Out there on the prowl.
It's not just my mate then.
No.
Turns out people
it's quite
love the
common.
Older women.
Yeah.
There you go.
Be alert, be aware. What's the gossip next with producer Tyler? What's on the way?
More maths drama from the season that feels like it was 10 years ago.
Oh. The new one's about to bloody start.
I know.
The Novos.
If I don't see the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
How can there possibly be more maths drama? This wrapped up 6 months ago.
I know. So long ago. So there's this time it's with Carolina. I think she was the one that was matched with Dion, but then she hooked up with another contestant while on the show. Daniel? I think
Mate, I've forgotten. I've forgotten. They were later in the season, so I lost track.
Yeah, and Dion was completely blindsided at the commitment ceremony when they walked in together hand in hand.
A bit of a dick move.
Yeah, anyway, she's come out exposing all of the producers on the show, saying that when she wanted to hook up with Daniel, she wanted to tell Dion and call it quits before she acted on anything. But the producers wouldn't let her.
Oh, so they're trying to make drama happen, what she's saying.
100%. She's all over her Instagram stories, like sharing recorded phone calls and screenshots saying she wanted to deal with it as she would on the outside of the experiment, but the producers literally said, no, you're not allowed to tell him. If you want to hook up with Daniel, you've just got to do it without telling Dion.
Are they still together?
I think they recently come out on Instagram saying, oh, we're just transitioning to a friendship now.
Oh, yeah, they broke up. Who cheated on who?
I know, so... Who knows? But yeah, apparently she's like on a roll at the moment too. Anyway, though, remember when I told you guys about the new series Channel 9 trying to run where Dom
FaceTime some
of the former contestants from her season and just talk about life, which is
no
so boring.
No one cares. No one's going to watch it.
But like, that's the thing. Literally everyone that's been asked to join the show are like, lol, no.
No.
Like, we hate Dom. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
And Carolina has posted another screenshot of the email she received from the producers asking her to be a part of the show. And she was like, things are never fun with Dom. I'd rather not. And she also said, I'm not desperate for another 5 minutes of airtime, so it's a no from
me. So why is she coming out now and saying something if she's not desperate for another 5 minutes of airtime?
Well, she said, this is the other thing that she said too, that Maths in Australia is done, but it's only just airing in the US and the UK now.
Oh,
so she's getting
okay.
all this extra hate on top of it because it's fresh to a lot of new viewers overseas. So
for some reason, they're obsessed. America in particular... think our series of Maths is in I don't get it.
Well, it's also funny too because like look at how big Neighbours was in the UK.
This is true.
But then again, it got loved canceled. It.
I remember back in the day as well with Neighbours versus Home and Away. Home and Away did get launched in the UK to nowhere near as much success.
No, like as Neighbours. We've got like. Family friends of ours that have moved here from the UK recently in the last 10 years, they were devastated when Neighbours was canned.
Aww.
Like, he was all over Facebook being like, I grew up in the UK watching this. I'm so sad. Like, this was the best part of my childhood. I'm like, you guys were more obsessed with it than we were.
I wouldn't be surprised if someone picks it up for a weekly series.
Oh, probably.
Like Netflix or something. It'd be interesting to
see.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
I can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help. The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
Now, this could be huge for Australia, Crevo. So, New South Wales Greens Senator David Shoebridge announced on Twitter a couple of days ago that his office had received... advice that all state legislation criminalising cannabis use could be overridden by the Commonwealth. What they're saying is, by the end of the year, weed could be legalised.
This is...
across the board.
This is mind-blowing.
Recreational marijuana use could be legal.
After such a long time of just a lot of people being locked up.
Yeah.
And
we locked... Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, for selling and all that kind of stuff. Possession, etc.
I mean, I think I'm not really someone that uses that product.
Yeah.
But I think the government should get their taxes,
Mitts
on the taxes. Okay, just a little bit of information here, right?
Yeah.
So Canada legalized in 2018.
Yeah.
So we're not too far down the journey for them.
No.
What is that, 4 years?
Yes.
So it's contributed to their economy $43 billion.
No way.
Tax revenue alone is close to $15 billion. Now,
how many people are in Canada?
It's bigger than Australia.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But just wrap your head around that. They only had it 4 years ago.
Let's have a look. Canada population, 38 million. So we're not that far behind.
That just gives you a little... Okay, here's another just idea to throw in the mix.
Yeah.
To build a brand new hospital in Australia costs between 60 and 200 million.
Yeah.
You want some new hospitals?
Mm.
You want some new schools?
Want some new low-income housing?
Yeah. You want some
easy
new roads?
With the tax revenue from this.
Just one little change.
131009, should we legalise weed in Australia? Because this guy, the New South Wales Green Senator, has said, legally, this could happen by the end of the year.
It's just unbelievable
if
it does.
I don't have a problem with it.
Mm.
Whatsoever.
Yeah,
but... What do you think? 13, 10, and 9.
We'd love
caller,
to hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah, every caller who gets to air today in the draw for Van Gogh Alive tickets, the world's most visited multi-sensory experience, on now until October 23. Want to get your thoughts on this. 13, 10, 09. Should we legalise weed across the country?
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Talking on 13, 10, and 9, should we legalise weed in Australia? The New South Wales Green Senator, David Shoebridge, has received legal advice basically saying this could happen by the end of the year, basically, because every state at the moment has their own decision.
Yeah.
And it's like state by state. Apparently, legal advice is saying the Commonwealth can overthrow this.
Wow.
And it could happen by the end of the year. This is incredible.
Mind-blowing.
Because a lot of people have been calling for this for decades. Decades.
Like, Long time.
I was just thinking in the break as well. Like, for me in particular, I've never seen an angry person stoned.
Yeah.
You see a lot of anger issues come out with drinking.
Yeah, which
and
is
obviously,
perfectly legal.
Obviously, with weed, there's going to be protocols in place, like how much you can have. You can't drive a car. You can't do certain things.
Of course.
As there is with alcohol.
Yeah,
you've
got
to... It's not going to be just free for all.
No. You've got to have the rules in place.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, we're taking your calls on 13, 10 and 9. You can hit us up on Instagram as well. Our story has a poll there. Currently 83% of people saying, yes, just legalise it.
Yeah, so...
Get it done.
It feels like the tide of Australian opinion is turning.
Yeah.
Which is great. Greenkeeper Pete, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, beautiful people.
Hello.
And to you too. So tell us, what are your thoughts on this?
I think, yes, we should legalise it. Reason being, like what you've alluded to already about the money going to the health system. My lovey works in the health system.
Yeah.
And it's all good that they're putting new ambulances on and new staff and so forth. But the reason there is so much waiting time at the hospitals, you got the extra ambulances, extra staff, but if you don't have the extra beds and the staff to cope with it, well, guess what?
Yeah, extra staff is great, but you need the extra facilities for the extra staff.
To work at.
Copy that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so back in the day, the old lotto used to fund that, then government in their wisdom decided to sell it off to supposedly make a better profit margin, but it's going to make those bigger companies richer.
Yeah, that's so true.
What
absolutely. It was originally designed for. But anyway, I don't want to get involved in the politics.
No. Yeah,
just legalise is what you're saying.
Let's get some cash going for the economy.
Let's go to Steve in Northampton. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good. Should we legalise marijuana in Australia? What do you think?
Yes. Yeah. We're about 10 years behind America at the moment, and they were really strict with their laws regarding it, and the amount of money went into enforcing it that could have went into getting tax.
Exactly. I think over there as well, it was state by state. Yes.
Yeah, it could still be the case.
Yeah.
But so if you like a genuine question, if it became legal here, would you partake?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a terminal illness.
Oh, I'm sorry, and, to hear
sorry to hear that, man.
I've been under a lot of medication as it is.
Yep.
And I've spoken with my doctor at length about alternative, you know, regarding marijuana for pain and also for appetite.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And he's all for it.
So have you tried it yet for your condition?
Yes.
And was it helpful? Do you find it helpful?
Oh, totally. There's no way in the world I'd drive. That's
no,
sure.
Exactly. You're sensible
you're not
with
an idiot.
That. But it's helped you immensely, by the
sound. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of studies at the moment now regarding other uses for it.
Yep.
Yeah, so I feel like that if it is legalised, I think that there's so much more that can come from it for other people's health and that sort of thing.
Well, thank you so much, Steve. Wishing you the best as well.
No
thank
doubt.
You for getting involved.
Yeah. Meg, switching gears a little bit, you know, we're talking health here a little bit. There's this study just been done about drinking coffee. Mm. Now, you know, I'm a big coffee fan.
Mate, you have like five a day when I'm here alone.
Apparently, it's going to make me live a lot longer.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. Details on the other side of these.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
If you love a coffee, rejoice in this news because the news research has come out. Those who drink coffee have a lower risk of death over those who don't. Very simple.
Wait. But everybody dies.
No, not. I don't think
a lower risk of death.
I don't think they're talking about in the long term.
I was going to say,
You know, death before your time, if you will.
Okay. So it increases your life expectancy, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So it promotes. This is what they're saying. Promotes heart and digestive health. Amazing.
Mm.
And reduces the chance of getting type 2 diabetes and certain forms of cancer. They're also saying the studies linked to coffee drinkers lower rates of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease.
So you can live a longer, healthier life by knocking back a couple of extra coffees.
Now, you don't drink any of the coffees.
No,
do you?
I drink tea.
It's not the same.
Tea
so it's
there?
No.
Come on.
It's to do with the beans, the coffee beans themselves, because they've got like anti-inflammatory elements, antioxidant elements, and those, of course, are what you want for your body.
Now, the most coffee I will ever consume is when you have to put a shot of coffee in a mud cake.
and that's
about as far as my coffee, because I can't stand it. I think it's disgusting. It's gross. I worked in a coffee shop when I was 16. And
then it's put you off for life.
No, well, I never liked it growing up. I was always a tea drinker.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't drink. I don't know how much coffee you drink when you're a kid. But
well, we used to have Mum used to make us coffee and tea before we went to school.
Really?
In primary school, yeah. I'd have a cup of tea. My sisters have a cup of coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, well, a very small one, granted.
Still?
But, yeah.
Getting on the caffeine
very early. I was probably addicted to caffeine for a long, long, long time. I didn't drink caffeine for like nearly three years.
Really?
And then
at all?
When I started doing this job,
thought,
I started with
I'm
the
back
hot,
into it.
Well, I started with the hot chocolates.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, and then I progressed back to the tea. And you know what? I don't think I could go without the tea now.
Yeah. You're on to it. Everyone loves it. Hey, good news though, if you're a coffee drinker, you're going to live a long time.
Oh, good news for you. Why are you going through the McCafe drive through right
morning.
Now?
Exactly.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos.
FM. I love when someone comes out and proclaims themselves as a relationship guru.
Oh, always an interesting, I'm going to say, red flag right there.
What qualifications do you have? Mm. This woman on TikTok, I don't think she has any official qualifications.
Yeah.
She's come out and said, I am a relationship guru and I have the 11 rules you must abide by on a first date.
Oh, this is interesting.
Now, she's in a relationship, so obviously
her
rules were successful.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go through these rules. If you're on the dating scene right now and you're going to go on a first date this weekend, maybe for the long weekend, follow these rules, apparently, you might end up happily ever after.
Ah, this is good. This is good.
Who knows? Never know. Hey, we'll get the details. Single lady, now put your hands up. Now, this self-confessed relationship guru, okay, if you will. She's on TikTok. Thing is, I don't think she's got any actual qualifications.
Right.
These are just her thoughts and observations the 10 rules, basically, to follow for a first date.
Good tips.
And
let's
went through some of these rules and I thought, yep, there's the reason why I'm single.
Oh, Meg.
So there's a couple that I don't actually, yeah. So the first one is never have them pick you up for a first date.
Interesting.
Having said that, I do agree with this. I'm very anti people knowing where I live.
Yeah, you do.
In case the date goes weird and like they're more into me than I'm into them.
And they know where you live.
Yeah, I don't want any of that. Yeah. Number two, just be a hair late. Be late for the date to build anticipation.
I like that.
Absolutely not.
Really? Yeah, you hate being late to anything.
Can't stand it. I have to be early.
I reckon you get more time to do things.
No, but I like to get there and mentally prepare myself for
what's to come.
Potentially could be ahead.
Okay.
Number three.
Could be a what now? Okay, sorry. Continue.
Sorry, what were you saying?
No.
No? Number three. Dates only on weekends. I kind of get this.
The good thing about during the week is you can wrap it up early.
That's
you got a good excuse. I'll go work tomorrow.
Yeah, especially in our job.
Yeah.
Mate, I'm going to get up at 3:30 in the morning. We're going to wrap this up, buddy. Yeah.
I'll never see you again, is what you're thinking.
Number four, don't be pen pals beforehand. So don't text too much.
I agree with that too.
Yeah, I'm a sucker. I like to speak to someone for like a month.
Oh my God, Meg, you have nothing left to find out.
You'd be surprised. I talked to this guy for like literally a month before we finally met and it's been going great. So,
there you go.
You know what? You're wrong, crazy lady. we'll skip a couple of these because they're quite boring.
Yeah.
Stay off your phone.
Yeah, good one.
I don't touch my phone on a date.
No.
Don't get drunk.
Also a great tip.
If you're going to have a couple of cheeky drinks, do it sensibly because you start unraveling.
You embarrass yourself.
You start unraveling after a couple of cocktails.
You're not showing your best self. There's no doubt about that.
And thank them during the date. Thank you for meeting up with me. That a lot.
That'd be like a psychology trick, I reckon. Yeah. There's something involved in all of that.
Possibly. And the one she wraps this up on is do not tell them your relationship expectations.
Really?
To me, I think you should get that out on the table.
I would have
fairly
thought early
quickly.
On. Hey, but we're not the experts.
Apparently,
she's the
self-confessed egg. Brianna, her name is.
Oh, okay.
Brenna.
Brenna,
her name is. See, I like to get it out on the table because I don't want to waste my time. Like, I tell them beforehand, it's like, what are you after? Look, at the moment, nothing serious, very casual. I've even brought up, I don't want kids.
All
then
that
again,
stuff.
On my Tinder profile, it says all this.
Yeah, so
looking for casual, don't want kids, blah, 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 blah.
Not everyone reads that.
No, that's true. But then again, if you're talking to me for a month, you should peruse it at least.
You should. That would be a top tip as well.
But according to Brenna, those are the things you should aim for on a first date.
Okay.
Maybe I need to put some more of those into play.
Sage advice. Love it or loathe it up next. Producer Tyler, of course, in to get our thoughts on today's daily topics. We just have to pick in the moment, love it or loathe it. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it. This is, of course, where Tyler is in to get our thoughts on today's daily topic. We then have to make a snap decision, love it, loathe it, then explain ourselves. All right, Tyler, what do you have for us?
Uber drivers.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, love it.
Well, I'm going to have to say love it, aren't I?
Yes.
Are you driving Uber or taking people around?
Nah, just Uber Eats.
Okay.
Just Uber Eats. Well, I don't like people, so.
This Uber driver in the States apparently doesn't like people either, Meg. She has literally dropped a bomb on this bloke that she picks up just casually. Take a listen.
Today I picked up a guy. His wife and his kids walked him out to the car, said, I love you, daddy, blah, blah, blah. So he gets in, he says, hi. He goes, I added a stop. I said, I saw that.
Pretty standard, right?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Standard.
And then this happens.
So we go and we pull up at the stop and this lady comes out and she's got a little bit of luggage, like a handbag. She gets in and she's like, I am so glad you finally got away from your damn wife. Okay. So then he kisses her and it wasn't a, hi, how you doing kind of kiss. And so he goes, I changed our drop-off location. I said, I saw that. Keep in mind, I was about 5 miles from his house. They continued to talk and this, that, and the other. And she says, you know, I'm tired of you putting me off. When are you going to leave? And he said, you know, I've got some things I've got to take care of. You know, let's talk about this later. Blah, blah, blah.
So she's pretty sure. She's privy to some pretty hectic info here, right?
She got in the middle of a cheating scandal.
Oh, yeah. And things take a wild turn when she's overhearing this whole conversation in the back seat, right?
Okay.
Here's what happens next.
If you are doing something crappy in my car, I have the right to handle it however I see fit. Things didn't turn out so well for him because both of them had their baggage and both of them were standing in his front yard when I left. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. And I hope you see this, you piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
So she has overheard the whole thing, turned around, dropped them both off at the man's house where he picked him up, where his wife and kids are, and she left.
I love this woman so much.
Yeah, so cool. Like, obviously, she's thought, what would I want to happen if this is my situation?
Yes, and the comment section on this TikTok is going mad. Someone said, please tell us you honked when you dropped them off, queen.
Yes, queen. Oh, my God. First of all, what a jerk. Second of all, what a queen.
Absolutely.
Love her.
I know.
Love
and
her work.
I love the TikTok because this is what she ends with.
There is nothing worse than a dog. Pull some shit like that in my car and you're going to get done like that. Karma's a motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
What a cool lady.
She's brutal. I love her. She's cool the best. But
you
imagine.
Know what? If my man ever cheats on me, I hope she catches him.
Right?
Of all people.
Yeah, yes. I know.
Oh, that is so good.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. New FM.
Now, this 85-year-old woman in Sydney has copped a $352 fine on the road for honking her horn.
Oh.
Now, what they're saying is a car pulled out in front of her. Mm. She's laid on the horn to tell the person they're an idiot. Copper saw her and said, nah, this is road rage. Road rage is not an acceptable reason to use your horn. $352 fine she copped. 85-year-old woman, by the way.
$350 fine for pressing your horn.
Yes, because apparently you can only really do it in emergencies or to warn other drivers about things.
I'll tell you what, if somebody's an idiot on the road, that is an emergency. They need to be told to stop being an idiot.
I'm weird. I don't really use the horn. I don't think I've ever used the horn in my car.
Really?
Yeah, I avoid it.
We can change all that.
See, my mum was under the impression, in particular with the horn, because people do the bip bip when they're leaving someone's house, they go, like, say,
yeah, that's the right thing to
do. And she's under the thing of, no, you don't do that. If you've got a sleeping child inside, like sleeping baby, it wakes them up, causes havoc. Don't lay on the horn.
Oh, how ridiculous. If you're leaving somebody, a friend's house or something, how else are you supposed to say goodbye?
Wave out the window. Oh, you don't need a horn.
Yeah, you do. That's pretty much.
Well, do it, and you can cop a $352 fine, my friend.
Nah, how ridiculous. I think that cop just had a petty thing against that lady.
Yeah. We were talking about this a couple of minutes ago, and come up with the idea. 13-09, is it okay to honk when you leave someone's house?
I come from
Because I've been under that thing of it might wake someone up.
So you're saying wrong. I think it's wrong. I think you should be doing it.
No.
It's a proper way of saying goodbye. It's the only Australian way to
also,
say goodbye.
Should it be a finable offence? Because apparently it is, $352.
Ridiculous.
Honking when you leave someone's house, 13-09, right or wrong? Up for grabs today, a double pass to Van Gogh Alive at Foreshore Park for the best callers today. 13-09, get involved.
Megan Crivo. The Novos.
Now, after this sweet old lady, 85 years old in Sydney, copped a $352 fine for honking a horn after someone accidentally merged into her.
Did it?
In traffic in Sydney.
Hey, wake up. Watch what you're doing. That's all that is.
Yeah, the police have said, no, that's road rage. Oof. And you used your horn excessively. She copped a fine.
How ridiculous.
And we got to talking about when you bip the horn when you leave someone's house, they go, say, hooroo. I think it's a bit dodge. Don't do it.
You're against it.
It wakes people up, night shift people, all that kind of stuff. Don't do it. You're like, just get it done.
Yeah, you get, look, I come from a long line of honkers. So
of
my,
course you do.
My parents, my great-grandparents and their great-great-grandparents before them, even all the way back to the horse and cart days.
Oh, yes, when it was one of those squeaky horns.
Yeah, the rubber horn. We've still got that in the family.
Of course
actually,
you do.
The original horn. And sometimes we'll just go to someone's house and just use that instead.
You lead a very exciting life.
I'll
let
me
tell you. 1309. Bip
Don't
the
be
horn
jealous.
When you leave someone's house. We're going to the phones right now. We're meeting Michael in Wanji. Hey, Michael.
How you going?
Hey, doing good. Right or wrong to bip the horn when you leave?
I always use the horn when I'm going past one of those speed cameras on the side of the road, because you can't have them asleep on the side of the road while they're making all that money.
Oh, you cheeky bugger.
Because you do see them sleeping in there.
I've never really looked. Have you woken someone up and you've noticed?
Oh, well, you see them jump now and again, but...
Oh, Michael, you
I love
are
your
nice.
Work. I love
oh,
your work.
Love that for Michael. Hey, let's go to Sarah in Cameron Park. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. Right or wrong, honking the horn when you leave?
Oh, man, well, No, a big no-no for me.
You don't like it?
No, like, I will do it, but... I haven't learnt my lesson.
Wait. You haven't learnt your lesson. What do you mean by this?
Well, I was actually fined for use of horn unnecessarily and part of body outside vehicle window as I beeped and waved to a friend when my window was open. So I copped this, like, all up. It was about $600 and 3 points for part of my body outside vehicle window.
You're joking.
Is that so just waving?
I was just waving with maybe one finger, but it was to a friend. And
I was going to say, is that the old one-finger wave to the copper, was it?
No.
What an outrage.
So what did the police officer say to you when he pulled you up?
I think that I was on my P's, and I think, you know what? I just think they were just...
targeting you.
Can I ask a legitimate question, Sarah? Were you driving a Subaru? Because I noticed, like... A P-plater in a Subaru seems to be a
no, I wasn't driving a Subaru. I wouldn't be caught dead.
You're a Pulsar girl all the way.
$600 worth of fines. I think my sister actually got fined for having her arm out the window. You know how you have it half out?
Yeah.
She got fined for that.
Jeez, you'd think half of the truck drivers in Australia would be up to their eyeballs in
when
fines.
You get that half tan on your arm, yeah. You know you got a problem.
Exactly.
Wow.
What's the goss up next with producer Tyler? What's on the way?
Australian Idol 2023 is back, obviously, next year.
Yeah.
The judges and the hosts have been announced. I'll tell you who next.
Okay, we'll get the details on the other side of this.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time with producer Tyler? What do you have for us up first here?
So Australian Idol is making a comeback, you guys.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. But also, too, those that could audition had to be between the age of 13 and 28.
Yeah, there was a restriction when it came around the first time. I think 35 was the cutoff.
I think that's ridiculous.
They're getting they want the influencers.
Yeah.
That's all they want. They don't want old people. They want influencers.
Like, but look at Susan Boyle. She nailed it.
Yeah, true. She's had one of the most successful long-term careers out of those shows of anyone.
Mm. So Australian Idol 2023, the hosts and the judges have been announced.
Yes.
Your boy Kyle Sandilands
is
back.
Yeah, he is. How good. He replaced Dicko originally.
To
so it's great.
Offend everyone. So.
Yes. No
that's
doubt.
Exciting. Also, this girl. Amy
Sharp. Interesting choice.
Yeah, that's
considering
really
she
unusual.
Came through without any reality TV show help.
Mm. True. I didn't think of it that way. Harry Connick Jr., who was a judge on American Idol,
yep.
He's coming over.
Yep.
And this girl.
Because you know I'm all about that bass. Interesting.
Megan Trainor.
That's actually a star-studded lineup.
That's
isn't
not
it?
Too bad.
They
needed that international singer.
Oh, 100%, yes. And that's what Kyle was saying too. He was like, they wanted it to bookend it with two Australians.
Yeah.
And then have two internationals, which is great.
Makes sense.
It'll be hosted by Ricky Lee and Scott Tweedy. I think he's an Aussie TV host currently working for the E! Network in the States.
Okay.
I haven't heard much about this guy, but this might be... you know, a start for him on Australian TV. If he's not really done much. He's pretty easy on the eye, Meg.
Is he? Yes. I'm doing a Google now. Oh, hello.
Yeah, so audition rounds start October 4, which is next week. So I assume we'll expect to see the show sometime next year. Yeah, and I'm sure we'll see little bits and pieces of auditions online before then,
too. How old is this, Scott? Oh, you 34.
Thirsty girl, Meg.
34. All right. Hey, babe.
Also, in other news...
Meg's a little part.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Maroon 5 announced they are heading to Vegas for a residency at Park MGM.
Worst place for Adam Levine to go.
Literally, that's what I was going to say.
I have to say,
Sin City is not the place I'd want my husband to be if I knew what he'd been up to in the last couple of weeks, right?
Jeez.
But, I mean, if you love a gig and you've got a planned trip to Vegas next year, book it in.
I was going to say, if it's happening in the next 3 weeks, I'd be very happy.
Yeah, they're doing it from March till August 2023.
Too bad, man.
I'd probably go see them.
Yeah,
live,
I would.
To be honest.
Oh, well, you'll be off again to America.
I'm not going to Vegas just for Maroon 5.
Maybe.
Unless I get a text message from Adam Levine, I'm not going over.
Exactly what I was going to say. Maybe, what if he DMs you between now and then saying, hey, babe, I got free tickets, want to come?
If he pays my flights in business, I am there, my friend.
In a second.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
I can't remember.
Exactly, it wasn't that important.
Help the Novos. Local as New FM.
Straight after us, we go 105 minutes commercial free with Tyler.
And Crivo's fave. Oh, girl,
I like you. Yes. Get it on, turn it up. Two
it's
rules.
Vibe for
simple.
Sure.
Meg, you told me I had to cancel another show after it to his initial stack.
What's that, sorry?
Didn't you tell me that he had to cancel another show?
Yeah, he had to cancel one. He was having stabbing pains.
Well, as you would if you fall into a hole on stage.
Yeah, poor bugger. Kansas, I think the show was.
Oh, that's rough.
I'd hate to have tickets to that and then it'd be canned.
It's all right. Give him a Red Bull and a Gatorade, orange Gatorade, and I'm sure it'll be fine.
Absolutely.
Offspring on the way as well.
Coming to Australia at the end of the year as well, by the way. I think they're playing on New Year's Eve.
Really?
In Sydney with Sum 41.
I think I have seen that somewhere, yes.
Yeah, I'm keen.
I love them.
That'll be brilliant.
Also this.
Oh! If you want a sexy dance at work, here's your opportunity. Don't grind up against your boss.
Any chili peppers on the way?
Oh, no. And you know what? I actually looked for it, Cremo.
Thank you.
Of course you did. So you guys, only block of ad-free music. 105 minutes commercial free. Coming your way after 9 o'clock.
And now, Meg, yesterday you showed me this meme, which is basically just like a screenshot from Twitter saying, there should be a show where people from Storage Wars have to take the old broken lamp they just said was worth $75 down to the guys at Porn Stars and try and sell it.
Oh, this would be great.
It would be a great sort of merging of the two worlds, wouldn't it? Now, this gave me an idea. Crossover shows, TV crossovers. I've come up with a list of ways that we can make our existing shows better by merging them together.
Instead of just doing remakes of old shows like they're doing with Heartbreak High and 90210.
Idol.
Create some new shows.
Exactly.
Hybrid shows.
This is what I'm all about. I've got a list we're going to do next.
All right, we'll get the details from Crivo, these crossover shows.
Megan Crivo.
The Novos.
All right, there should be a show where the people from Storage Wars have to take the old broken lamp they said was worth $75 to Porn Stars and see how much they can get for it.
Yeah, because you know it's going to be a lowball offer.
Yeah, I'll give
the
you
$5. That would ensue.
It's broken.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's worth $75?
It's missing a cable. It's missing a light glow.
I'll have to bring in my expert.
I know a guy.
I'll get him down here. You just have a look around the shop. Anyway, of course, nice little hybrid of two shows there. Good idea. I've come up with some good ones too.
Okay, hit us.
Because let's face it, a lot of these shows have become tiresome and boring.
This is true.
My first idea is MasterChef Racing. Now, what this is you've got two contestants, right? And instead of racing cars, they race vans around a racetrack, right? And then you've got the master chefs or people trying to become master chef in the back of the van. They have to cook in the little van kitchen while driving.
Now, are there any obstacles on the track as well?
It's just a racetrack, not a round and round Indy style one with different bends and turns and stuff. So, you know, they're trying to create a souffle, for example, in a tiny toaster oven, and then they go around a sharp corner and it all tips over and, it's just better.
Yeah.
All right. The next one I've come up with is the Bachelor Block. Right? So this is where you get the contestants from The Bachelor. They have to build the mansion before they can get to go live in it to do The Bachelor.
I like this.
It's a good way of seeing, like, what they're made of. Because,
yes,
you know, the block, it's very emotionally intense.
You can see if they're good with their hands.
Exactly. And also, like, it's very exhausting. And when you get tired and, you know, you get cranky, you know, there'd be amazing fights.
So instead of having drinks, they're having building meetings.
Yeah, exactly.
Planning meetings and whatnot.
Oh, are we going to put in a third bathroom in the other wing?
And then there's all a cat sort of fight. And then a drink gets thrown in someone's face.
Yeah, you're still going to get all that.
Yes.
It's just in a different way.
You might get a bathtub thrown in your face or something like that.
All right, my next idea is Jersey Survivor. So it's the cast of Jersey Shore in survival situations.
Oh, so good.
Like, can you imagine Snooki doing battle ropes on the water or eating rice porridge with a handmade wooden spoon?
Well, I was going to say that's carbs. She probably would be anti that.
Well, that's true.
Can't do oats.
None of that stuff.
No.
Anyway, I think there'd be a good few things to come out of that. Mm. And then finally, to wrap things up, my final hybrid show is Masked Selling Sunset. Now, what that is, you know, Selling Sunset, it's that real estate show, right?
The LA. Fancy, fancy real estate.
Really fancy. You get the real estate agents have to be dressed in those ridiculous outfits from The Masked Singer.
I like this.
So imagine, right, you've got the giant alien trying to sell a $14 million Hollywood Hills water palace to Ryan the software mogul. I mean, hilarity's going to ensue.
I can get behind this.
He'll turn around to point out, like, the television that drops down from the ceiling or something and knock over the $20,000 vase.
Well, I was going to say so bulky. Well, they also go up against each other who can make the most money.
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, you don't know who's behind the mask and who made the most amount of money.
It's just that, oh, congratulations, the candle has won.
Yes.
And why is there an outfit of a candle? Who knows?
I love what I was thinking of potentially as well.
Yeah.
Was if you combine Hoarders with that American Pickers show.
Well, that's perfect. Now, that's a match made in heaven.
If the Hoarders aren't willing to get rid of their stuff, because a lot of the time they're very
attached,
hesitant.
Right, yeah.
Hesitant. You bring old mate in from American Pickers.
Yeah, Mike and
offer
Frank.
Offer them the money. There you go.
Suddenly you've solved two problems with one show.
Yes.
Well, there we go.
Well, how about you pitch these to, like, Channel 10, Netflix, Stan, everyone?
I'm on it. I've already sent them an email.
Oh, good.
So we'll see how we go. I'll keep
coming
you updated.
Coming to Channel 10 in 2023, highly likely.
No.
Highly not.
Maybe not.
Hey, on the other side of this, we're going to rehash a topic, if you will. We asked earlier in the show, should we be legalising weed in Australia?
Yeah.
Apparently, it could happen by the end of the year. There is some law and legal terminology that means that the Commonwealth can overthrow what the state governments have said in response to legalising weed for recreational use. We put a poll on our Instagram at @thenovos_. You can vote on that. We're going to get the results on that on the other side of this.
Very good.
Megan Crevo.
Now, we spoke about this earlier on the show. Should we legalise weed in Australia? There's a Greens MP. He's saying documents have come across his desk, legal documents stating that the federal government could overthrow the state governments in regards to their own legislations regarding, like, recreational use of cannabis.
Which is, I think, what a lot of people are angling for.
Yeah, it's been a thing. It's been on the cards for years.
Yeah.
People wanting this done. I've got no problem with it.
Yeah.
If you want to smoke a bit of, you know, if you want to do it legally, that's
fine. And that's right. And that's what it should be. And then, as I've said, and I'm a proponent for, tax it, set it up all correctly, get all the money and use that to fix all the gaping holes in our economy.
Exactly. So we put a poll on our Instagram at @thenovos_. You can vote on these. Should Australia legalise marijuana? 78% yes.
Wow. Like, so it feels like the appetite is there for this to happen from the people.
Yeah.
It's just whether the government are going to let us, though they're the ones elected by us.
Do you think they'd consider putting something like this to a vote?
Oh.
Like, I know it's... because it is controversial.
It is, but I've always put it... You mean, like, within Parliament or something?
Within Parliament or even, like, a vote for the public.
I know this sounds a bit negative.
Yeah.
But I've always felt a bit disappointed in that... in what goes to a vote. Like, there's never enough things that are. And I just think they'll never do it in my mind. I don't know why I really want them to.
I was going
to
say, isn't if something gets 10,000 signatures or more, it has to be
well, this is what I heard
debated
recently.
or something, or brought to their attention?
Yeah, yeah.
Surely there's something
out there. I feel like if you created this, you would get your 10,000 signatures pretty easily.
Well, the legal wording around this said it could happen by the end of the year. I highly doubt that. It takes forever for anything to get through.
I know.
According to our listeners, 78% want cannabis legalized.
I mean, this is the thing. The people want it, and the elected officials are elected by the people. We should really be the boss of them.
Yeah.
You know, if we want something,
it should happen.
But it's unfortunately not the way it works.
No.
Anyway, it'll be interesting. Hey, if this happens at the end of the year, you'd be able to knock me over with a feather.
Yes.
With shock.
Exactly. Hey, 105 minutes commercial free on the way with Tyler.
In the weekend.
He's from Canada, isn't he? It's legal in Canada.
Yeah, sure is.
Imagine if the weekend came here and couldn't get his fix. Come on, guys, think of the weekend.
Well, he is rumoured to be coming on tour with Beyonce.
Oh,
so
I'll be there.
It could be the weekend that gets us over the line, you guys.
Maybe, who knows?
Mariah in the mix as well.
I don't think she can't date.
No.
Putting it out there. Probably not good for the vocal cords.
I think she's more of a Sav Blanc girl.
I was going to say, though, when I say about the vocal cords thing, she doesn't actually speak to anyone 2 days in the lead up to her concerts.
Oh,
she texts everybody.
Diva.
Are you saying that she's a diva?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah,
Elton John and Britney in the mix as well.
How good. Wednesday vibes, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wednesday vibes. You guys have a vlog of ad-free music. It's coming your way in minutes. 105 minutes commercial free. Have a great Wednesday, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye. See ya.
Show's done.